Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you think about this. Just the other day, a couple days ago, Sunday night, that North Korea fired the largest nuclear weapon ever fired by them. I think it's 10 times the size of what we dropped to Hiroshima to be able to stop World War II. The big bomb that was dropped, the Enola Gay that was dropped, the atomic bomb, that was one size of a bomb. Well, this thing they just fired off the other day is 10 times the size of what was dropped to Hiroshima. It's amazing, but listen to this. There's prophecy about this. There's something very specifically about North Korea and Russia and China. Isn't it interesting that when the United Nations are getting together and they want to bring some things against North Korea, it's always China and Russia that's holding back and not necessarily wanting to do it. There's a reason why. Did you know that during the Korean War, we stopped at that particular line between North Korea and South Korea? And we basically just gave that over, and Russia is the one that established the leader in North Korea. Are you ever wondering where they're getting all the parts for these missiles? Who's sending these parts? The people are starving there, but yet they have these huge ICBMs and these nuclear. Russia and China, it looks like those are the parts that are going on. But listen, this just happened. We're going to listen to Rick Wiles in just a moment, where he said he saw a city being hit, you know, a vision of a city being hit in America by a nuclear bomb. We're going to hear from Glenn Beck talking about what will happen. It takes 40 minutes for a missile to go from there to one of our cities in America, and what would happen, and how important it is for us to be able to pay attention. But first, let's take a look at this nuclear weapon that just went off in North Korea, created a 6.3 earthquake on the Richter scale. Let's go there now.
South Korea staged its own show of force today, aimed at deterring what it says is another imminent missile launch from the north. The U.S., meanwhile, is threatening a massive military response to any threat. National Security Correspondent Jennifer Griffin is here tonight. Good evening, Jennifer.
Good evening, Mike. South Korean officials say they see signs North Korea is preparing for another intercontinental ballistic missile launch, which could reach the United States and Guam. They also restated what U.S. intelligence said for the first time recently. They believe North Korea has miniaturized a nuclear device that can be fitted to a ballistic missile. The president spoke to his defense secretary, Jim Mattis, and the CIA director, Mike Pompeo, today as he weighs his military options.
Just hours after the U.S. warned it had many military options to deal with North Korea's nuclear program, South Korea began a live-fire exercise involving F-15 fighter jets and fired land-based ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan. Its mock target, the exact distance to North Korea's nuclear test site, yet another warning likely to go unheeded by North Korea's brash young leader. South Korea announced it had strengthened the deployment of the THAAD, a controversial U.S.-made missile defense system. The U.S. launched sniffer planes from Japan to take air samples to test for radioactive particles to determine the size and yield of the bomb. The U.S. Geological Survey put the explosion at a 6.3 magnitude. North Korea's first nuclear test was in 2006. Over the years, each blast has grown more powerful. Sunday's test appears 10 times more powerful than its last nuclear test in September, a strong indication this may have been a hydrogen bomb. A bomb that is more powerful than what the U.S. dropped in Japan in 1945 to bring an end to World War II.
10 times the size of what we dropped at Hiroshima from Enola Gay, the bomb that just stopped World War II. Like, we hope this one went away. We always talked about when things shifted in 2016 and up in 2017, we were wondering what prophecies would carry over and what would be left behind. We were hoping this was one of the ones that have been left behind.
Right.
But it looks like it's happening.
Right.
But the thing about it is, you know, sometimes the strongholds are so tough that it takes force to break that stronghold.
Right.
Like
right.
You as a Marine, to bring freedom into a place.
It took actual physical effort
right.
to confront it and just recognize the fact that it cannot continue.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah, and God, he says, consider hardship as discipline. I'm not saying this is the Lord, but I'm just saying that if he pulls his hand back at all, but he tells us what's going to happen ahead
Absolutely.
Of time. That's what prophecy is.
Yeah,
And, go ahead.
Well, and as I say, I mean, the very reality of what just took place in North Korea that they're saying is reportedly 10 times the size of an atomic bomb. It's just...
The one dropped in Hiroshima.
Right. And a lot of times, and it's just like, you hear that and it just goes, there's no context for that. And it's just, the atomic bomb just devastated Hiroshima, let alone trying to even try to consider 10 times the effect.
Right. That's why somebody's shooting delivery systems easily could get to America. They're talking about 40 minutes from the time it gets fired getting to a city in America. And they're wrong on all their estimations. They've been wrong. So in this particular prophetic dream, I believe that Demetrius Studeman had, he's, I don't know if he's looking through binoculars or whatever, but God was showing him kind of, you know, partially these three leaders, the leaders of North Korea, the leaders of China, the leader of Russia. And they were together in this place. And they were making a covenant against America, against actually the American dollar, the economy. And they just made an agreement and said something like, why should the dollar be the primary currency? And I don't know if you know this or not, but everybody has to turn all their money into dollars before they can buy oil.
Which is why when American troops were in Iraq, they saw Saddam Hussein had pallets and pallets of American dollars because in order to buy his own oil, he had to convert the Iraqi dollars to American dollars. It's like,
isn't that crazy?
That's important to understand.
He had, like, they weren't George Washington's, little big bills he had there. I remember that. So here we are with this prophetic dream potentially coming to pass. We pray it doesn't. We don't want anything to happen to anywhere. We want this thing to be stopped. And I really believe that the fact that our military, when new leadership came into America, immediately, you know, as a matter of fact, President Obama told President Trump, former President Obama told President Trump when he came in, he said, North Korea will be your main concern.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing that kind of went on the agenda there. Well, listen to what Rick Wiles said on Jim Baker's show as he was talking about, the Lord showed him a city and a mushroom cloud going up over it, and that would be a nuclear explosion.
Yeah.
Let's go there now. This is Rick Wiles on the Jim Baker show talking about what the Lord showed him.
But think about this. North Korea has a nuclear weapon already, and they're within reaching distance, reports are, of California. And so many words have been given about California. It's amazing. You know, somebody asked me, do you think I should move to California? I was like, you obviously have not been watching the program recently. But, you know, with that, there was a deal cut in this vision, this dream Michael Bodia got was that President Putin, Russia, China, and North Korea cut a deal, a financial deal, in regards to let's make war basically against the American dollar so that it wouldn't be dominant anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what's happening right now. They just okayed $20 trillion worth of debt just the other day. I mean, it's already just been beat to stew and back. Well, if that's happening, why wouldn't the nuclear capabilities of Iran, of North Korea, why wouldn't that happen if that deal went down?
Yeah.
And who would better, because China would love to be able, who's supplying reportedly North Korea, Russia, who's reportedly supplying missile technology to North Korea, plus nuclear material. And you see what Russia's doing, as we talked about in earlier programs, everywhere. Why wouldn't they use North Korea as the launching pad? They used it for the big cyber attack that hit Sony. Why wouldn't they use it for something else, right?
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, let's go now as they're talking about a potential nuclear attack or attack coming from North Korea on America.
North Korea threatened to nuke us again this week, and then Secretary of State John Kerry issued a stern warning to them. Well, do you think North Korea takes him seriously? They're looking, saying, you just gave Iran $150 billion.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously?
Yeah.
North Korea's going to take this as a warning?
Right.
I mean, something really bizarre is going on here with our government.
Super bizarre, because they're crazy. They're talking about North Korea and you're talking about Iran, and you cannot trust either one. I mean, they're crazy. They don't think like we think. We don't.
There's a North Korean attack. I believe this, Jim, with all my heart. There's a North Korean attack coming on an American city on the West Coast. I believe the Lord showed me this in, I will tell you, it was July 2003, and here's what happened. I went home, and I was kind of weary. I'd been on the radio at that time for about 4 years, and I was preaching and preaching and preaching that America had to repent. And I was just weary on this particular day. And I went home, and I was about 6 p.m., and I'm praying. And the Lord, in that prayer, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, stop praying. I want you to go to your computer and write a letter to your ministry partners and tell them why you're on the radio. I heard this. I was praying. The Lord said, get up and write a letter. So I went over to my home computer, started writing this letter. And I'm just pouring my soul out. Here's why I'm on the radio. It's not because I want to be on the radio. It's not because I have any desire to do this. It's because God showed me cities on fire. And so I'm pouring this out in this letter. And I got to this paragraph and I said, I believe the Lord is telling me that North Korea will launch a surprise attack and take out an American city on the West Coast. Again, this was July 2003. As soon as I finished that paragraph, the Holy Spirit said, stop. Go outside. Now, this was July 2003. I'm living in Texas. You know, it's still early evening, still daylight, you know. I heard the Lord say, stop, go outside. So I went out the front door of my house, and I looked up in the Texas sky, and there was a massive cloud that looked like a mushroom cloud. And I just stood there looking at it, and my wife Susan came out, and she gasped. She goes, oh, looks like a nuclear bomb. I said, I know, honey. I said, the Lord just told me to come out and look at this. That was the confirmation to me. He was telling me, that was 2003, you get that letter out. You get that letter out and you tell the people what's coming. Here we are now in 2015. North Korea is regularly saying, we are ready to use our nuclear weapons any day. In fact, yesterday they said, it would make them happy to use them. Jim, the people, most people don't even know this is being said, and the people who do know about it just write it off as, oh, he's crazy. Yes, he is crazy. He's demon-possessed, and he's got his finger on the bomb. This is the devil. The devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
And the devil wants these madmen to do these things. It is the loving God who has protected us.
Yeah.
This is something, isn't it? That's exactly, when you look at things that are taking place, I meant to introduce that, is the fact that we were talking about that in 2015, and that was, you know, that was the context of what we're saying. We're seeing more of that come to pass right now. And when you also look at this, that when God was speaking, he spoke even, you know, he says in his word, you know, in the book of Joel, also in the book of Acts, that the end time language of God for us is going to be dreams and visions. He's going to speak to us in dreams and visions. As a matter of fact, we have the VFN Dream Center. We call it the Dream Center because it came in a dream. It's what God said, do. Yeah. You know, and we're in television today, reaching 196 countries and 7 territories because it was revealed in a dream. And a lot of times God may be speaking to you and you might not understand he's talking. Every dream is not from the Lord. But when you hear this dream that's about to be shared by Isaiah Ramos, and how it lines up, and it was so accurate because it wasn't going to happen during President Barack Obama's administration. It was going to happen in the next administration. Right. And this is what the Lord, this is Isaiah Ramos sharing this prophetic dream about Kim Jong-un and what happened, how he came to America, and everybody was terrified, really, for what was taking place. Let's go there now.
So in the dream, I'm with a couple friends, two friends. It's me, my friend, and another friend, and we're walking in this neighborhood, and we're really young, and we're just walking by this garage, and we look in the garage, and I see a TV and some papers, and it looks like they're discussing, people are discussing something. So I kind of got scared, so we all went back. So then there's two people, Kim Jong-un, who I didn't know the name at the time, I just recognized his face, and his translator. The translator looked at me, and he asked me, do you swear on your God that you didn't see what you just saw? And I said, no, I can't. We're basically just looking at him, and then they're talking, the translator and Kim Jong-un is talking, and they said, we're going to take you, and we're going to beat you, and we're going to abuse you. I'm suddenly in D.C., Washington, D.C., and I had two friends with me, and now there's only one. So I'm thinking, like, they're probably taking us out one by one. So we're going into the White House, and basically everyone's just taking us, like Secret Service, everybody's just taking us around the White House and just hooking us up with equipment. And they're basically preparing for something. Something's about to happen. Sense of urgency. You feel very like on edge.
Okay.
And so, I look out the window, or I'm like look out the door, and I see a car coming up, and I immediately knew that it was Kim Jong-un. So we rush into this room, and then I look to see that there's former President Barack Obama was there. Then my other friend wasn't there anymore, so it was just me. Mm-hmm. So I looked at former President Barack Obama, and he looked at me with just fear all over his face, and he told me, help me, get out this place, help me. So I helped him out the window, and then he leaves me, and then he goes in a helicopter and he leaves.
You think about that, that he goes in a helicopter. Remember when President Barack Obama left, former President Barack Obama left the White House, and that was the scene.
Left in a helicopter.
And what was the greatest concern that President Obama told President Trump was North Korea. And we're looking at things are just coming to a head. 10 times the size of a nuclear explosion of Hiroshima and what took place there. And everybody's underestimated everything. They come and say, oh, it's going to take a year. Oh, it's going to take...
And it's happened so much faster. Oh. And you've seen how President Trump has sent troops over to North Korea to take that fight there versus allowing it to come here.
Yeah. And, but you almost feel like, and this is some of the things we'll talk about after the break, because we have what's going to... We get back from this break, you're going to hear... You know, Glenn Beck talk about, okay, it's 40 minutes from the time he fires it to that missile like that before it gets to a city in America and what will happen. It's just devastating. So we don't want that to happen. We want it to stop there and the fact that he took it there. But it's almost like China, Russia, and North Korea, they're egging America on to get in some war over in the China Sea.
Kind of pick a fight.
And all of a sudden we're tied up in a prophetic word that was given by Dmitry Zudum, and possibly we'll talk about that today. Where there's something that happened in the center of the United States that drew all of our resources, you know, that brought us in the United States, center of the United States, and when we're doing that, something's going to happen. We're talking about that prophetic word, but you think about it. Hurricane Harvey is the largest disaster in the history of America. Over 180, 190 plus billion dollars in damage. We're all going there trying to help out, and it was like, is this one of those particular times? Now, we're talking about prophecy potentially being fulfilled. Yeah. You know, what does Hurricane Harvey have to do with this? All of our tensions being drawn at the center of the United States, rightfully so. We have our citizens, our brothers and sisters are suffering. We want to get resources there and volunteers there to be able to help out. And we thank God for what Operation Blessing is doing there. But these words, you're looking at what Rick Wiles said in regards to
what's starting to city. Converge.
I mean, he's so convinced because he saw that mushroom cloud. He saw what God said to him. And then we showed you what we were talking about that in a previous program, you know, on VFN TV. And we're very prophetic, by the way. If you want to stay in tune with what God is saying, that's what we do.
Yes.
You know, and you can go to the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com, and you can actually search for prophecy.
Right.
And so I want to. You know, the question is, okay, there's so many things that are happening that are not in the natural realm, you know, or it's happening to your neighbor. They said a recession is when your neighbor's losing their home.
And a depression is when you lose.
Depression is when you're losing your home.
Right.
And it's like, we're human beings on the face of this earth. We got a wild dude firing off nuclear missiles.
Pay attention.
You pay close attention, especially when God's warning us, like Amos chapter 3, verse 7, he says, nothing happens without him letting us know it happens first. We just got to listen to what God is saying so we can be prepared. And it's not to be fearful. It's just like, okay, God is doing something. Something is happening in the context of this. Well, Glenn Beck, just talked about, listen, we got to pay close attention because you're looking at what would happen if that missile got fired off with a nuclear bomb on it that came into America, and he says it'll take 40 minutes. I mean, think about what happens in an hour, what happens in 40 minutes, and what would happen. As a matter of fact, let's listen to what Glenn Beck had to say about Kim Jong-un from North Korea firing off one nuclear missile in America.
Truth. 40 minutes is all you'll have. That's how long it would take a nuclear missile to travel from North Korea to New York City. And everybody you know who lives around you is dead. A matter of seconds, lives are wiped out. That's what happens if a hydrogen bomb would be dropped. In Manhattan, thermal radiation would spread way past Yonkers in the north and as far south as Staten Island. A huge portion of New York City, one of the greatest cities in the world, wiped off the map. Same would happen with Los Angeles or Kansas City. Over the weekend, North Korea claimed to have this capability. As we were packing up our minivans and setting out on Labor Day weekend trips, Kim Jong-un was taking selfies next to a miniaturized warhead. There was a poster in the background. It showed the warhead neatly inside the tip of an ICBM. Then, a few hours later, an earthquake, 6.3 on the Richter scale, was felt as far away as China. Windows rattled in buildings on the Chinese border. It was not only North Korea's sixth nuclear test, it was the most powerful and significant one so far. The United Nations freaking out. They don't know what to do. The entire world has underestimated North Korea's nuclear program. We just said, what was it, 6 months ago? It'll be 2 years before they even have an ICBM. They had one within a week. Yeah, but they're never going to be able to tip it with a nuclear weapon. They had that within two more weeks. Now they have a hydrogen bomb. H-bombs are entirely different. The power of the bomb tested on Sunday far surpasses the bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, I believe, combined. These are city killers. And that is the power that the crazy man with a funny haircut now has. So what do we do now? Historically, a move like this has either brought our enemies to their knees or ignited an all-out war. Because usually we respond with an embargo of some sort, like an oil embargo. And this is what brought Kim Jong-un's father to the table back in the 90s. But will it work for his son now that he has a hydrogen bomb and an ICBM? Or could he react the way Japan reacted to us in World War II? Because it was an oil embargo on Japan from the United States that convinced Japan that they had to go to war and attack Pearl Harbor.
Is that something? Wow. 40 seconds. And it was
40 minutes.
40 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was oil embargo.
Yeah.
That caused Japan to say, we're going to have to fight America. And now we're having all these embargoes against North Korea. And we're saying, well, hey, these sanctions will help hold them back. And then when you start, a person starts fighting for their grasp of air, you know, somebody's drowning, they say, throw them a life jacket because you get too close, they'll drown you. And these people are starving over there. I mean, it's terrible how you treat these people. You give them money, he builds missiles with it. But I really believe, you know, if you look at the border, northern borders of North Korea, that's China and Russia. When you look at the history of North Korea, Russia put the leader in place, the up lineage of Kim's, you know, father, grandfather. Then you look at, you know, the parts of the missiles. Where are they coming from?
Right.
Everybody gets everything from China, made in China, right? And you're seeing, you know, he doesn't have the ability to get this stuff unless somebody gives him this stuff. I mean, although President Bill Clinton did help them set up these nuclear capabilities, it's supposed to be for energy. Of course, every time you do that, just like Iran's doing it now, they ended up making nuclear weapons, just like Bibi, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, is going to happen in Iran. That's why he was standing up against that. Prophecy, we're talking about what's being fulfilled, and we're seeing is this, that, you know, and we're looking at, you know, it looks a lot like that, because how many times are we going to have North Korea with 10 times the size of the bomb at Hiroshima,
saying that they're happy to use nuclear weapons any day.
Now, and you're looking at one going off, 10 times the size of the one of Hiroshima. Everybody's, and it's like they're doing the same thing with Iran. It's like they're allowing these countries to get nuclear weapons, is what they're trying to do. But their goal, by the way, is destroy a Christian foundation nation. They want to take down the Constitution, they want to take down Israel, and they want to take down America. You know, some of those guys call America or Israel, the Satan.
The little Satan, and they call America the big Satan.
Yeah, and their mindset, you know, they're thinking that way, and you don't want the person to get a weapon that's like that. So Demetrius Studeman, a powerful man of God, is with the Lord right now. He gave this word, God sent him to America, and he wrote a book called Through the Fire Without Burning. And understand, when you're with the Lord, God protects you through all this, and things are going to happen. But he writes about, Demetrius Judiman writes about, I mean, he spoke about and has written in this book, his prophecy about America. And we want to be able to read that to you and how this whole program is going to kind of make sense. And we're going to bring it together. Let's talk about
it. Yes. This is what Demetrius Judiman writes. He says, I prayed, then went to bed. I was still awake when suddenly I heard a trumpet sound. A voice cried out to me, stand. In my vision, I was in America. I walked out of my home and began to look for the one who had spoken to me. As I looked, I saw three men dressed alike. Two of the men carried weapons. One of the armed men came to me. I woke you to show you what is to come. He said, come with me. I don't know where I was being taken, but when we reached a certain place, he said, stop here. A pair of binoculars was handed to me, and I was told to look through them. Stand there, don't move, and look, he continued. You will see what they are saying and what they are preparing for America.
So this is specifically, God's going to show him about America, what's going to happen in America. Okay. Mm-hmm.
As I was looking, I saw a great light. A dark cloud appeared over it. I saw the president of Russia, a short, chubby man who said he was the president of China, and two others.
So you have China and Russia and two others.
Correct.
And right now, okay, go ahead.
He says, the last two also said where they were from, but I did not understand. However, I gathered they were part of Russian-controlled territory.
Which North Korea is Russian-controlled because the fact, and China-controlled, because they're the ones that set the government in place when North Korea kicked off. Okay.
Wow. The men stepped out of the cloud. The Russian president began to speak to the Chinese one. I will give you the land with all the people, but you must free Taiwan of the Americans.
So think about the strategy now.
Yeah.
So China wants Korea. China wants Korea. But Russia's saying you got to give up, and it's a prophetic dream, but you got to give up Taiwan.
Yeah.
And so these things are like, oh my goodness, this is, okay.
And it continues to say, do not fear, we will attack them from behind. A voice said to me, watch where the Russians penetrate America. I saw these three words being written, Alaska, Minnesota, Florida. Then the man spoke again. When America goes to war with China, the Russians will strike without warning.
So right now, we are in the China Sea. You have this man who has no economy. His people are starving. Obviously, China and Russia is apparently giving him the finances and the technology to be able to build these missiles.
Repeatedly testing them.
Yeah, they're the ones firing them off. What is it doing? It's drawing us over into the China Sea and trying to get us in a war over there. So you're looking. That's what he's saying. You know, we're going to get over there, going to try to get us in the war. So China and Russia and these other two nations, and they're controlled by the Russia and China, which is North Korea. That's why President Trump's saying, no, you, China, you put the brakes on supply in North Korea, all that, so that money. You're the one giving their economy, and they're just kind of slowly doing it. But this is, it's in their heart, to, it seems like, to be able to harm America. And so we need to, we thank God for President Trump, who's saying, listen, we got to stop this thing. We got to deal with it. So, yeah, so you're looking at that coming to pass, potentially.
And he continues to say, the other two presidents spoke. We, too, will fight for you. Each had a place already planned as a point of attack. All of them shook hands and hugged. Then they all signed a contract. One of them said, we're sure that Korea and Cuba will be on our side too. Without a doubt, together, we can destroy America.
So they made a covenant.
Right.
Okay. Against America.
Against America. Mm-hmm. The president of Russia began to speak insistently. Why let ourselves be led by the Americans? Why not rule the world ourselves? They have to be kicked out of Europe, too. Then I could do as I please with Europe. The man standing beside me asked, this is what you saw. They act as friends. They say they respect the treaties made together, but everything I've shown you is how it will really happen. You must tell them what is being planned against America. Then, when it comes to pass, the people will remember the words the Lord has spoken. Who are you? I asked. I am the protector of America. America's sin has reached God. He will allow this destruction, for he can no longer stand such wickedness. God, however, still has people that worship him with a clean heart as they do his work. He has prepared a heavenly army to save these people. As I looked, a great army, well armed and dressed in white, appeared before me. Do you see that? The man asked. this army will go to battle to save my chosen ones. Then the difference between the godly and the ungodly will be evident.
Well, the first thing I want to tell you, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to know Him. Now's the time to be able to say, Lord, I want You to be my Savior. Just give yourself to Him. He says, listen, if you'll cry out to Him and ask Him for salvation, He will save you. Make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. And we shared our stories at meetmyfather.org. You don't want anything to be happening like that and you not know. And you think about it, we're seeing these things fulfilled right now. It's China and Russia who's not jumping in there and supporting the United Nations ambassador for America, saying we need to build sanctions, full sanctions against North Korea. And they're going, they're holding back. Why? Because they're a part of this. And they made a covenant against America in this, and what God was showing Demetrius Studeman. But he said that God's going to provide, though, angels to watch over an army, to watch over His people, the Lord of hosts, right? I want you to see that word. This is Michael Bodea, which is the grandson of Demetrius Studeman, interpreting the dream that Demetrius Studeman had about that particular war taking place in America. Take a look at this.
And he said, I just had a real strong dream. And he said, it was getting very dark. And as I looked around, there were many people around me. And somehow I knew that all these people were Christians. And as it began to get darker and darker, I saw an army coming. And all of the army was dressed in black except one. And that one exception was dressed in red. And it had a sign on his forehead. And he began to speak. He said, I am Lucifer, and I've come to make war against the children of God. And all the people, you know, became scared. And then Lucifer said, who has the strength, who thinks that they can stand against me, you know, go to the left. Those of you that don't even want to fight against me, go to your right. And he said that about only 25% of the people went to the left, and all the others herded to the right. And then Satan gave the order, attack all of those on the left, kill them. And as the army advanced and they surrounded the little group, this is that a light began to shine from heaven. And it surrounded the group, and a voice said, take out your swords and defend yourselves. And one of the people in the group asked, but what swords? And the voice said, the word of the Lord is your sword. Take it out and use it. And then they began to quote scripture from the Bible, and this army stopped advancing. And all of a sudden they began to sing this song. And the army got so scared that they began to run away. And then Satan became very furious. And he said, attack those on the right. And one by one, those on the right, you know, were all killed. They couldn't defend themselves. And then one of the people in the little group asked, how come those people couldn't be defended as we were? And the voice said, those people were lukewarm all their lives. They one foot in the world and one foot in the church. They never really had the word of God nor the power of God. And because of that, they could not be defended. And he said, the sun began to shine and all the black clouds began to disperse, and there was only one cloud left with Lucifer and his army on it. And Lucifer began to shake his fist at the little group, and then it disappeared, you know. And then he said, as he looked around, he saw many people that he recognized, you know, in the little group that he knew as Christian brothers, you know. So that was the dream.
There's one thing that I've learned over the years. It was a surprise to me at first, is people that say they know everything, people that you think that they have this peripheral understanding of stuff, it's not true. We know in part and we prophesy in part. When you find out, it says, well, this person speaks prophetically. Well, that's just what God revealed to them. It doesn't mean they know everything. Mm. You know, many prophets say, you know, you're doing fine, how am I doing? Because they can't hear for themselves, right?
Right.
And it's like God, all of us know pieces and parts. Even Jesus doesn't even know the day that He's going to return. So everybody just making big plans and these different things. And ultimately, either way, you know, it's appointed once for a man to die and then the judgment. So you want to be always prepared, and not only prepared for yourself, but to be in the harvest and getting involved and letting people know. And I hope my prayer is this moment is not the fulfillment of that. But if it is, you know, I would encourage you to be prepared, to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. You've been putting off telling your family members about your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You need to let them know about the Lord, that He loves them, that He has a plan for them, that His desire, and there's many people that once walked with the Lord that turned their back on them. That's the 75%. It's such a political atmosphere where people are going, I'm going to go with the crowd. Remember, wide is the road that leads to destruction, and many go that way, but narrow is the way that leads to salvation, and few find it. So it's not necessarily going to always be a crowd, but you know when you're right with God, you know, you say, God, here I am, I'm yours. And so we're looking at these things coming to pass, North Korea, China, we're looking at the synergy at Hurricane Harvey, we're all, almost $200 billion, the biggest tragedy that's happened in America, storm-wise disaster, and all these resources are going there. All of a sudden, what's coming up, Florida, it was Hurricane Irma coming up, and some reason Cuba, we got to go, but Cuba, you know, ran our people off by putting some sort of sound wave and hurt their ears, and they had to come. And it's like, we need to pay attention, you know, we need to pay attention to the sign.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.